Down some baby soup. Can't bribe him around the corner. Can't test him fate. Down press the man, Lord. Down press the man. I said down press the man. Don't run. Down press the man.
The day you face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all.
Nose hair, Link Bland.
Bizarre religious objects. Weird ceremonies. Snake handlers. And pot-smoking children.
With Darren Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day. But a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's going to be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Volta.
Music sucked, then came punk and I'll never forget the first time that I heard it. My whole life changed, my heart had jumped with joy. I was always the upstart in the classroom. I was the one who stood out from the crowd. Couldn't stand a normal, boring old band. I like my music fast and hard and loud. They wear a part of me. I'd wear them with my Harrington and bleach jeans. I was proud as punch and it came up to my knee. Some people grow up and get boring. Some people leave their youth behind. Me, I'm never gonna grow up. I'll wear these Dr. Martens till I die.
Bring out our friend.
All right, let's
okay?
bring him out.
Let's
okay.
bring out Joey Marlowe.
Okay, let's welcome Joey Marlowe, everybody.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be on the Frank Massey and Tilly Show. And we're going to get nostalgic and reminisce and take a little walk down Broadway.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh.
Oh, what a gal. There's none so classy like that fair lassie. Oh, oh, goodness me, what a chassis. We went riding, but she didn't balk. Home from Yonkers, I'm the one who had a walk. If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh, what a gal. Hey, Frank.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Frank, if you want to lose weight, that's what you got to do.
Oh, nice.
That's how you stay. That's the way you stay slender, Tilly. Uh-huh.
The clouds are heavy, the sky gets darker, and pretty soon there's going to be a storm. You like to go out to take a walk, but you don't want to take the chance. Stormy weather can always come back. You know that life is made of ups and downs. You want to be safe without a worry about the others getting cold. Now the rain is really pouring, and you're home without a worry. You don't think you could be sharing
running out of time. Night vision, I can see. Clearly now, you give me permission. is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
and say a word for Jimmy Brown. It ain't got nothing at all. They took the shirt right off his back. Ain't got nothing at all. Say a word for Ginger Brown. He walks with his head down to the ground. He took the shoes right.
She's a bitch. 10, Wednesday to Saturday, she's a bitch. Then on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king, Kamehameha, bitch. Have you ever met my big house mom? She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. The mean old bitch, and she has stupid hair, she's a bitch, 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 bitch,
I listen to Radio Valencia.fm. That's 87.7 on the FM dial. It would be foolish not to listen. Let's try that again, shall we? This is Eric McFadden. I listen to Radio Valencia.fm. 87.7 on your FM dial. It'll do you good. Chicken John. This is Eric McFadden. I listen to Radio Valencia.fm, 87.7 FM. I'm out here in Raleigh, North Carolina, enjoying pretty much nothing right now. So I'm having a day off, but anyway, I hope you're good. And, well, goddamn it, if I were at home, I'd be listening to 87.7 FM. Radio Valencia.fm. Maybe I can just listen here, because I'll obviously it's on the interweb. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
really know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from the Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... Pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around. And there was the leader. And there was the pack. And over there was my baby. And over there was my baby. And way over there was my baby. I want my baby back. Gotta have my baby back. I miss her oh so much. Can't live without her touch. It's been many months now since that fateful night. And you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried. But I just can't make it without my baby. So, I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang pay dirt.
I don't believe it.
Well, 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 Mr. Potter, our new celebrity.
Hey, Harry, listen up. This is very important. Not all wizards are good.
My name is Voldemort, and I went to Hogwarts, but I left it for a darker side.
That sounds like him.
I gained a lot of power, and I gained a lot of strength, and then committed homicide.
Except for one kiss.
Now I'm back in the swing, and there's just one thing that I want for my very own. Cause I laugh and I chortle, but I won't be immortal till I get myself the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stutter and teach a quarrel.
Stone.
Use the strength to take over the world.
Yeah.
Gonna see Lord Voldemort live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone.
That's a very, very evil plan.
The god will teach a name, Snapey Sneaky, as a snake, just slithering for the Slytherin team. They got the mirror of Aeroset, displaying everybody's dreams.
Yeah.
They got a unique spell that Nikki Flamel gave to Hogwarts as a loan. I ain't got nobody, but I'll have my party once I get myself the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stud and teach a quarrel.
Stone.
Use the strength to take over.
Quidditch match! Oh, that's beautiful.
turns the dark forest into tension. For a creature most beautiful, sure as you're born. Cause Voldemort drinks the blood of unicorns.
There's a bunch of little student preteen wizards who practice their magic tricks. They got a genuine Quidditch ball stadium for flying round on wooden sticks. They're no match for me, and as soon as we throw that three-headed dog a bone, he will still be sniffing so the kids from Gryffindor can lead me to the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stubborn teacher Quirrell. Use the strength to take over.
Stoned for 8 of his 11 years, and his story is still widely told, how he battled with pure evil and he beat that Shrek-like troll while in the halls of Hogwarts. Through that forbidden third floor is the dust that once was Quirrell, former shell of Voldemort. And underneath, inscribed upon a broomstick made of wood, it says, "Beware of being the bad guy when there's nothing left."
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock. We're gonna rock. We're gonna R-O-C-K, rock around the clock tonight. Cuckoo. Keep on rocking till the broad daylight. We're gonna rock, gonna rock. I said R-O-C-K, rock around the clock tonight. Cuckoo. When the chimes ring 5 and 6 and 7, I'll be going up in 7. Yeah, we're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Gonna keep on rocking till the broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
Bill Haley and the Comets, how about that? You did a better job.
He sang well the last time, but he was a little nervous. And now he's a pro now. He's used to these cameras, you know, right? What have you been doing lately? I hear you've been doing some gigs around town, right? Where have you sang? I know you've been a couple places because your mother told me. I was going to go to one place, but I had something going myself. But where you been singing at, Michael?
I've been singing at with my my new piano player at West Side on we've been doing that for a long time and
but you've been singing several places around town, right?
Yeah, and we were trying to get it
on. You know what you need? You need a guitar. With singing that kind of music, you got to have a guitar, you know, and really shake it up a little bit, you know, huh?
Michael, you want to introduce your piano player?
Who's your piano player?
My piano player is Clark McLean.
Clark? McLean?
Yeah.
Come here, Clark. You've been playing for Mike for quite a while?
We've been working on some of these things for quite a while, right.
Yeah, he's going to go places. What an improvement, really. It's been a beautiful improvement.
I think he's really making big strides now.
Very
right.
good.
I like that rock around the clock. You did a very good job on that.
Well, thank you, Michael, for coming down. Even if you was a little late, you got here. That's a trooper for you, really.
That's right.
Stars, God made them all.